Apple bitches, pumpkin pie. Who not ready? That's a game we used to play. Hide and seek was its name. Oh, oh. Ready or not, here I come. Gee, that used to be such fun. I always used to find the hiding place.
So we got our Ditch Witch. Got all these lines ripped up.
Yep.
We got our plumbing down. Usually what they do, now backyards are different, but when you're laying utilities, you put electric down first, 2 feet, and then you come back 18 inches and put your water line. That way, anybody digging, they hit the water and they know electric's farther underneath.
That's a good thing.
Obviously a little different when you're doing your backyard irrigation, but there's no reason not to do that same rule of thumb if you're going to put electric out in your yard. And like
exactly.
I said, there's huge benefits to having an outlet back there.
Big time. I recently had to run new electricity out to my chicken coop, you know, and that was a project because a lot of the infrastructure was already in. So number one thing to do is put your water and electric in. Then what I would do is, you know, wood chips. If you have a dirt yard like your place, you know, put down wood chips. It keeps the dust down and it starts growing healthy soil. And if you put down 6 to 10 inches of wood chips in your orchard, your trees are going to love it over time.
What about 3 inches of horse manure?
That can help too. The problem with manures, both cow and horse manure, is it's very salty.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't suggest using manures in your gardens, because we already have mineralized or salty water here. By adding, you know, the manures, you're adding more to the soil that we really don't need.
I put it not up to the base of the tree, but outside of where the canopy is, to have a place to put it. Like you said,
perfect.
It keeps the dust down.
Well, yeah, you got horses. Yeah, I'd absolutely use it. I wouldn't throw it away. Oh, my gosh.
But that's where the chipper comes in, because then I can chip from the manure line up to the tree. And
right.
Give it that, you know, that 12-foot canopy around the tree of mulch.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
Just something to do with the manure, like you said, dust, and let it all kind of mix and compost over the course of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's letting your yard soil cure over time and grow over time is the most valuable thing that you can do. It's, you know, our job as food growers in the valley, I call us urban farmers or urban gardeners, is to grow healthy soil.
So we've got our water, our irrigation. Mm-hmm. You talked earlier about how to prep that and get the soil prep from the irrigation line where you're putting your PVC in. Where are you where are you digging your hole from there? Are you digging right in the middle? Are you offsetting it?
So I'd probably offset it a little bit. You want to put the bubblers, you want a bubbler in your tree well, not drip. And so if you have drip irrigation and can put your drip irrigation with bubblers on it so that the base, because what you want to do is you want that basin full of water once a month in the winter, twice a month in the summer. And I'm just following flood irrigation. On flood irrigation, the trees do great. So I'd put the tree in the middle and maybe and you have a 6 or 8 foot diameter basin around it. I'd put the bubbler maybe 10, 12, 16 inches away from the tree.
So one bubbler will fill that basin.
Yeah, that you have to make sure of that. You might have to put two, one on either side. But, you know, I'd start with one and you can always – that's easy to add. You know, you can always go back.
That's true.
You know, that's an easy add.
If you decide to go small and then you let it go big and you got to add a second one, you're letting it go to that 30-foot mature height for shade.
Yeah.
You got other purposes you're using the tree for.
Right.
But keeping it small down to your 8-foot manageable size, one's probably going to get you by.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, I can't remember where I was going with that.
Sorry.
That's okay. So we talked about what to put in the hole. Let's talk about watering. Watering is a really important thing here, because you can kill your tree by overwatering it. In fact, a lot of the trees that I see from photographs that people send me, people have overwatered their trees. And what happens is an overwatered tree and an underwatered tree look the same. They're both wilty. The same thing is happening essentially. An overwatered tree, you're rotting the roots. An underwatered tree, you're not getting enough water to the roots so they can live. So in both cases, the roots are dying and the tree is kind of droopy. So what happens more often than not is people water their trees too often. you know, every 3 days on a, with a basin around your tree. If you do it the way I tell you, every 3 days is way too much. But if you're watering your fruit tree every three days, that's too much water. And what happens is that it'll start drooping when it starts dying. And you think, oh my gosh, it's not getting enough water. So you give it more water. And that continues the downfall of that tree. So there's really two very simple solutions. The first one is buy an $8 water meter. We'll have them at our nursery when we're open in the spring. Buy a water meter. They're $8. And follow what the water meter says. So stick that water meter 6 or 8 inches down into the soil. And if it says it's dry, then you water it. If it says it's wet, don't water it. The second thing has to do with my planting methodology, which is you plant your deciduous trees in January and your citrus trees in February, and then you water them once a month in the, you know, until April. And then, you know, and there's more. And it looks like we're running out of time here. The fruit tree program. So we have a fruit tree open house coming up next weekend at the Urban Farm, urbanfarm.org.
Sign up. It's free.
Yep. It's
limited
free.
Space.
Yep. No, it's come on down.
Come on down. All right. Wonderful. Mr. Greg Peterson of the Urban Farm. Again, that's urbanfarm.org. Talking urban orcharding.